Gift by Pete Haslam.
It was just another day at the office for Dave Hooper. He was in his late 20s, an amiable, affable fellow, but a man with no responsibilities, no direction in life. He coasted along, often quite oblivious to what was happening around him. Dave was, in fact, a bit of a daydreamer, and it was that which got him usually into bother. Then one day, it all changed.
Dave, you got that project ready yet for the presentation? Don't forget we're seeing Mortimer at 2. He's a tough cookie.
Yes, well, you see, the thing is, Sue, no.
No?
You see, things haven't gone quite to plan. I thought I was going to have enough time to get it finished, but it isn't.
Finished?
Started.
Not started? Not started? You've not actually started it. What have you been doing then, pray tell? I tell you what you've been doing. Playing around, not getting on with your work, surfing the internet, taking long lunches, playing the fool. Well,
I suppose so.
That's it. I've had it up to here with you, Dave. You're a nice guy, but you're a liability. And I'm going to have to let you go. There's no other way. I'm sorry.
But Sue, I can't. You can't. I mean, what am I going to do for money?
You'll get a month's salary and holiday pay. You're fired. Go clear your desk now.
What? What's happened? What? Nobody's moving. Everything's stopped. This is weird. It's like I'm in a picture. The clock stopped. Sue!
She is not asleep.
Then what's happened to her? To everybody? Why do they look like they're frozen? And why aren't I? Am I dead? Are they dead? And who are you, anyway?
Do not panic.
How am I supposed to react? Look, whoever you are, wherever you are, what have you done? Come out and show yourself. If you're ugly, stay hidden. I scare easy.
Permit me to introduce myself. I am the timekeeper.
Timekeeper?
I am the keeper of time, all time, throughout the cosmos.
You're kidding. It's a reality show, right? I've been set up. Where are the cameras, then? Where's the crew? At least you look human. Good costume, though. Very Star Trek floaty stuff.
I am interdimensional. That is, I am able to cross from one dimension to the other at will. I can suspend time as I have done now. All this is taking place in 1/1,000,000th of a second. Your friends are merely frozen in time. I can slow it down and speed it up. I can alter time for you if you wish it.
Let me get this straight, Mr. Timekeeper, or whatever your name is. You can alter time? For me?
That is so. Time is like a reel of film. You can pause it, fast forward or rewind. You need more time, so I am here to give it to you. Simply hold this small orb in your hand. Go on. Take it. It will not harm you.
Neat gizmo.
It will slow time. Suspend time, rewind or go forward briefly, just as you wish it. It reads your thought patterns.
Cool.
A word of warning. As any other mortal, this device will not free you from eventual death, and it should not be used to cause harm, distress, or anguish. Do not attempt to alter what has already happened either, for that can have disastrous consequences. Visit the past with pleasure. Do not tamper with it. Consider it a gift, to use for a good and constructive future life.
Well, this is a little bit heavy. Oh, he's gone. Well, I suppose I can put it to the test. How about giving me some more time to do the presentation?
And that's exactly what Dave did. Having set time back in motion, he completed the presentation and surprised Sue by having it ready.
Ta-da! There you go. I was just joking. See? Great laugh.
So why did you let me just fire you?
Fell lucky, I guess.
Well, come on then. We'd better get off. It's... Oh, my watch has stopped. Have you got the right time, Dave?
Constantly, Sue. Constantly.
Over the next few weeks, Dave indeed became the model employee, working hard, getting things finished on time, and even, to his own surprise, becoming a respected member of the team. But that wasn't enough. He wanted to be more financially secure.
Well, lad, did Sue give you a raise?
Well,
did she or didn't she?
She said she would like to, in recognition of the turnaround I've made recently. But there's no money in the budgets. Typical.
Ah, well, that's that then. You want to come out with me and Jenny tonight for a few bevvies? I thought we could go and have a curry later on.
No, no, thanks all the same, mate. I've got to do some thinking. More money would be great, but where do I get it from?
Ah, well, apart from robbing a bank, you'll just have to continue being a wage slave like the rest of us plebs. Till the day of the glorious revolution.
Yeah, see you, Nick. Love to Jenny. Oh, and you two don't make any noise when you come back to the apartment.
No, sorry, I'm sure.
Whispering all those sweet nothings and the creaky bed. And another thing, at least will you open a window after you've had a cigarette?
What?
The lounge stinks after you've been in. I don't know what Jenny sees in you. It must be like kissing an ashtray.
You'll not feel like that when you've got a woman of your own.
Yeah, chance would be a fine thing. You've got the best woman out of us all.
Some of us, Davy boy, have the animal magnetism, that little bit of something special.
Yeah.
Now, if I had more money, you see, Jenny would only spend it. Anyway, chance of her meeting a chap with loads of dosh is... Oh, looky there. There's a pig flying past the window.
Things were going pretty well for Dave. In fact, one day in particular, he hit upon a foolproof way to make himself wealthy, and maybe even attractive to the girls. It started as he read the paper one Saturday morning.
How can I make more money? I can't keep living like this. That time gizmo must be able to come up with something. Hang on a sec. I've got it. Horse racing. Or the lottery. I can go into the future and find out what the winning lottery numbers are. It's sound. It can't fail. Right. Where's the sphere? Let's see, I left it in this drawer. Okay, sphere. Do your stuff. Take me to tonight at 8 o'clock in this room. And there we are, watching the TV. So, let's have those winning numbers.
And here comes the first number, 47. Number one. We've not seen that for some time now. What's up next?
And so it went on. Dave wrote down all the winning numbers of that night's lottery.
So, who's been lucky tonight? Is it your life that'll be changed forever? Join us later on in the evening to find out.
And with that, Dave lost no time, if you pardon the pun, in getting along to the newsagent to test out his theory. Because, after all, it would only cost him a pound to find out.
Morning, Norman. I'd like to buy a lottery ticket, please. Just the one.
Think you're in for a bit of luck, eh? Pfft, nobody ever wins round here, apart from a few tenners every now and again. Oh, well, suppose it's all for a good cause, anyway.
Yes, it is, Norman. A very good cause. Me, I hope.
After his mammoth lottery win, Dave was well and truly in clover. Let's face it, who wouldn't be with over £6 million in the bank? But Dave's thoughts began to turn to women. Well, actually, one woman in particular.
Dave, it's beautiful. You really shouldn't have.
I thought of you, Jenny, as soon as I saw it. Here, let me put it on for you. Just get that clasp right. Oops.
Oh, that tickles. Let me have a look in the mirror. Oh, bless, it's the most exquisite necklace I've ever seen or worn. And the pearls, they're all real.
Nothing but the best for you, Jen.
What have I done to deserve it, though? Yes, I know you've millions now, earning Lord knows how much interest each day, but...
No buts, there's much more where that came from. You're a beautiful woman, Jen.
And a beautiful woman demands beautiful things. You're very special to me.
And you're a very special man to me, Dave. You always have been.
I have?
Of course. After Nick, you're the best friend I've got.
Best friend. Yeah, best friend, always.
There. Better?
Much. Jenny, I...
Nick! You're back!
All right, Jen.
Here, look what Dave's bought me. Isn't it just divine? I told him he really shouldn't have bothered.
Let's have a look then, lady. Wow, pearls, eh? Expensive pearls.
What other sort are there when you've money to burn?
Jen's right, Davy boy.
But I just wanted to treat her.
No, Davy, she's right. You shouldn't have done it. You really shouldn't have.
Dave's feelings for Jenny were becoming stronger and stronger. He'd wanted her since the first time Nick began going out with her. Dave had always been a little jealous, but now he was becoming consumed, obsessed. He wanted Jenny for himself, and now he had the money to make it possible. Dave was prepared to go to any lengths to make her his. Any lengths at all. Whatever the consequences.
Hello?
Hi, Nick, it's Dave. Look, I've been thinking...
Oh, that'll be a first, man.
Look, mate, I want to make it up to you and Jen for the other night. I'm sorry, I was bang out of order buying Jen that necklace. I didn't think how it must have made you feel. I've just been selfish. I suppose... it's just that now I've got the money to do it. Well, as I say, I just didn't think. What are you both doing tonight?
Well, being a penniless pleb, unlike you now, nothing. I can't afford it. Anyway, what have you got in mind?
I've started going to. It must be posh because the prices are sky high and there's little or nothing on your plate. But it's all done very artistically.
Oh, yeah.
So, if I book us a table for three for, say, 8 o'clock, how does that sound?
Well, if you're paying, Davy boy, sounds fine. Cheers, mate. Consider yourself forgiven. I'll be working until around 6:30, so I'll have to pop home to change, meet you at the flat around 7:30. Then you can guide us or give us a lift in that fancy new motor of yours.
Great. See you later, then.
However, Dave wasn't being as gracious as he seemed. He had an ulterior motive. Jenny.
Now, Spear, take me to the office car park. Around 6 tonight. Well, here I am. First thing to do is find Nick's car. Who's this? Oh, it's Sue and somebody from the office. Don't know her. Better keep out of the way. Mind you, hang on. They can't see me. Oh, damn. Wallet's fallen out of my back pocket. Still, that's okay. They'll not see it. What? I'm sure that girl's seen it. How's she done that? I thought the wallet was invisible, like me. Oh, both looking around now. Can they see me? Nah, didn't think they could. Yeah, it's like when I travelled into the future to get the lottery numbers that day. Nobody saw me then. Oh, now she's handed the wallet to Sue. Oh, she's opening it. She'll see it's mine. Yeah, she's Kelly as well as that Sue. She'll have an idea something's going on. She'll want to know why I'm about. Damn, that was a stupid mistake. How am I going to get out of this? Good. Sue's gone too. Right, now to find Nick's car. Ah, there it is. That's the one. Now, just to make sure you don't quite make it in time to the flats. Sorry, matey, but all's fair in love. A little snip of a fuel pipe is... Just make sure you won't get to the flat before me. Jenny, here comes your man.
The petrol began to leak from Nick's car. The deed was done.
Easy. Nick gets delayed. I get the girl. Okay, Sphere, let's go back.
Later, Nick was in for a shock. And eventually, so was Dave.
Oh, where's the ruddy car keys? Oh, this lighting is rubbish. Oh, there they are. Right. Think I'll have a quick ciggy before I go. Oh, I really must give up. Jen's right. One more won't do any harm, though. Maybe the New Year's resolution to stop.
But as Nick disposed of the still burning match... Meanwhile, at the restaurant, the rest of Dave's plan was falling into place. Or so he thought.
I wonder where Nick is. He's never this late normally, not without ringing me first.
It's probably the car. He said he's been having some trouble with it. Something about a fuel leak, I think. He'll be here maybe soon. But in the meantime, may I propose a toast to us?
Oh, excuse me, Dave, I'm sorry. This is probably Nick. Hello, now then, late man. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, Sue, yes, how are you? What? How? I'll be over as quick as I can, thanks, Sue. It's Nick. He's been in an accident at work. I must go. Waiter, get me my coat now, please.
Jen, you know how I love you, Jen. I'll be here for you. I've always wanted you to be mine.
Dave, no, leave me alone,
but Jen,
please. I'm fine. I've got to get to the hospital.
I'll drive you.
No, Dave, I'll get a cab. I can manage on my own. I don't need your fussing. Waiter, please get me a taxi now. Dave, why are you following me? I told you to leave me alone. The cab will be here any time now.
Jen, you don't understand.
Don't understand what?
I want to be there for you and care for you.
Oh.
You must have noticed how well we've got on over the years. You must have felt it too. It's something more than just a friendship.
I don't know how you can go on like this, Dave. This is sick.
No.
I don't know what's going on in that warped little mind of yours, and I don't want any part of it.
But Jen...
You're not the man you were. Something's changed.
No.
You're greedy and, well, weird. You think you can buy anything now, or anybody. Well, you can't buy me.
I don't want to buy you, Jen. It isn't about money. Or you being my possession. I just want to love you. That's all I've ever wanted to do. Believe me.
You're a creep, Dave. A very sick creep.
No.
And I don't want anything more to do with you. I just hope that you and your millions will be very happy together. I've no time to talk to you now, and to be honest, I don't want to ever see you or speak to you again. The infirmary, please.
But, Jen, I could give you all the time you want. All the time you want. My gift to you. Time.
Excuse me, I'm here to see Mr. Nicholas Elliot. He was admitted after an accident. Just a moment, madam. I'll find out where he is for you. Oh, I'm afraid it looks like he's in theatre at the moment. If you'd care to wait, I'll get someone to speak to you. Are you a relative? I'm his partner. Just a moment, then. I'll call for someone. Please, take a seat. Thanks.
Jenny seemed to be there forever. All she wanted to know was if Nick was all right. Eventually, she found out.
Well, Doctor?
Jenny, I'm really very sorry. We did everything we could.
No! No, it can't be! Please, no! No!
Dave's plan was in ruins. He'd lost his friend. He'd lost the girl. He was in shock. How could it have all gone so very wrong? He sat alone, contemplating his future.
It won't be long. The police will be here soon. Sue's bound to have told them that she and that girl found my wallet. Then they'll take me down to the station. Question me. They'll have interviewed Jenny and... she'll tell them I said I loved her. She'll mention the necklace and how angry Nick was about it. It'll not take them long to realize I had something to do with it. It'll all come out. The sphere. Everything. But would they believe me about the sphere? The timekeeper, for goodness sake. Or would they just lock me away in a mental institution and forget about me? I know. Yes, perhaps if I destroyed the sphere, would everything revert to normal? Oh, but what the hell is normal? And can it be destroyed?
What's happening? Is that sphere doing something again? God, no!
You were warned.
What are you talking about?
You have created wanton death, carnage, distress and destruction by your gross misuse of time.
It wasn't my entire fault. How was I to know he was going to light a cigarette before he got into the car, eh? You can't pin that on me.
Justice shall prevail.
And what are you going to do, eh? Shove me to the police? Yeah, like that's possible. You, a creature from another time dimension.
Your crimes will not go unpunished.
Punishment? But you can't. I did nothing wrong. It was that blasted sphere's fault. If you hadn't given it to me...
It is my decision. You should be sent to the future. Just a few moments into the future, however. You will be incapable of interaction. You will be able to see and hear all those around you and never be able to respond till the day you die. And believe me, that is a very long way away. Think of it as a time cell from which there is no escape. Now, prepare yourself.
No, you can't. It's not fair. It's not fair.
No! Stop! Please help me!
It's not fair.
Please help me!
It's not fair.
Please help me! No! Please stop! No!
And so it was. Dave effectively disappeared off the face of the earth. Happily, Jenny did find love once more. She gave away the necklace to raise money for charity. Dave's house was eventually put up for sale and bought by a very likable professional couple and their two children. They turned it into a warm, loving, cozy and happy family home. The only thing they couldn't understand was the clock on the mantel in the lounge would never work properly. It was always around 5 minutes fast, strangely enough. And occasionally, they would almost swear they could hear somebody moving about in the house. Who could it be?
It's not fair.
Please help me.
It's not fair.
A single moment is often all it takes to make us what we are, forever. Because whatever time we have is the only time we have. Cherish it. Use it wisely. Good night. Sleep tight.
In The Gift, you heard Robin Bauman as the storyteller, with Les Smith as Dave, Howard Watson as Nick, Michelle Harris as Jenny, Tina Masters as Sue, Debbie Atwell as the receptionist, and Pete Haslam as the timekeeper. The Gift was written and directed by Pete Haslam, with sound production by Howard Watson.
You have been listening to Drama International. Join us again next week at the same time for more Drama International.